First, sit comfortably. Make sure that your posture is that you are sitting straight. Sit in the seven points of Varutsana. Because by sitting in the seven points of Varutsana, firstly, it will help our channels, winds, and bindu to settle down. Never mind our mind. And then in front, above you, you visualize the Vajraguru. And when many of you are visualizing this refuge field, your visualizations really are very false. Don't visualize like this. In front, above us, in empty space, visualize your Vajraguru. And your Vajraguru is sitting on a thousand petal lotus on a sun and moon disc. And when you're visualizing this, and just like the sun when it rises in the morning at the peak of Mount Everest, visualize the Guru with this golden shining radiance. And when we are visualizing, don't visualize the Guru as being solid in substance, rather that the substance of the Guru of the visualization is without substance, like that of a rainbow. Yet we visualize very clearly, and our Vajraguru we visualize as His Holiness Jamyang Notu Gelson, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, the great lineage holder, the reincarnation of Longshan Nimpu, the reincarnation of Bhuma Drapa, our great Vajraguru Jamyang Notu Gelson. And if you want, in the same manner, you can visualize your own root guru if it is different. All the enlightened teachers are the same guru, the same state of realization, the same incredibly vast merit. And due to this, you only need to visualize one guru. You don't have to visualize too many gurus. And one guru represents all of the gurus, all of the lineages, represents all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. We only need to visualize one. And then above, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, who is above you, in front of you, you visualize Vajrasattva, representing the Sambhogakaya. Or if you prefer, you can visualize Trungpa Arik Rinpoche. It is the same. And then above Trungpa Arik Rinpoche or Vajrasattva, you visualize Samantabhadra, and that represents the Nimanakaya, Sambhogakaya, and Dharmakaya. These are the three kayas. And then Mount Meru, Vajraguru, and above that, Moon, Vajrasattva, Sambhogakaya, and then above Vajrasattva's head, the sun, Samantabhadra. This is the visualization. The way you are visualizing is as if the Vajraguru is dead, like an object, like something that doesn't have a spirit or a mind, like a picture. This is how you are visualizing. And you say that you are practicing Tantrayana, Vajrayana, Mahamudra, great perfection. Is this what you're practicing? If you can't visualize like this, then what are you really practicing? If you can't do this visualization, then don't say that you are practicing secret Vajrayana or Mahamudra or great perfection. Are you visualizing just as if it is like a placard or an advertisement? Like the company logo, we paste the root guru over here, we paste Vajrasattva or Trungpa Arik Rinpoche over here, you paste Samantabhadra over here. Is this how you think we should be practicing the great perfection? This is not the practice of great perfection. Visualize the root guru as if he is alive, enlightened guru. who can bless us, who we can talk with, that can give us empowerments, who is the essence, the accumulation of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. My Vajra Guru is right here in the space above my head, blessing me, having compassion on me, accepting me. And occasionally, will talk with us. The reincarnation of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas who is talking with us. Conscientious, diligent, don't give up. Right now, we have the opportunity to attain liberation, enlightenment, Buddhahood. Don't consider this as something trivial. Our root guru is giving us empowerments, is relating this to us. How many lifetimes have we been revolving around in the 6 different realms? And now we have this chance for liberation, for enlightenment. Students, don't give up. Continue practicing diligently. Myself, I am often visualizing my root guru, and I often hear or receive many different empowerments and auspicious teachings, pith instructions. If for us we have our Vajra Guru in the space above us that is talking to us, blessing us, will you not maybe get a big fright, nearly die of fright? First, we're not able to request for these empowerments and these teachings, and then now when we get it, we become very afraid. Why? It's because for many of you, you may think that this Vajra Guru appearing in front of us, above us, doesn't have a mind or a spirit. It's just something from a photograph. It's not enlightened, it's just an appearance. What I visualize is an enlightened guru that is the embodiment of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas that is giving me these blessings. And that is alive. And that is why there's such a big difference between the blessings we are receiving when we are practicing the Guru Yoga. Everybody visualize that the Vajra Guru above your head is alive, is an enlightened guru that is blessing us. And the same for Vajrasattva, and the same for Samantabhadra. And then after that, we receive the 4 empowerments. Remember that Samantabhadra is also enlightened. He's also alive. Don't visualize Samantabhadra as a picture. And then Samantabhadra dissolves into boundless light, and all of that boundless light can be absorbed into Vajrasattva or Trulga Arik Rinpoche. And of course, this is possible because Samantabhadra represents emptiness, and emptiness can make any kind of appearance, can make countless changes and disappear countlessly. And then Vajrasattva or Trulga Arik Rinpoche gradually becomes His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche. And when this happens, His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche can become bigger in appearance. He can become like Mount Meru in the space above us. That all of the 3 realms are the pure realms, or a pure mandala of all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And in the middle is sitting our Vajra Guru. Is this not very pure? Does this not have great blessing? You're already sitting there in this boundless pure mandala. And if you have this belief, then really you are there in this pure mandala. You're already in the state of realization, the state of mind, and you continue receiving the empowerments, the blessing of the Guru. And all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas of the Ten Directions are in this mandala. And so we make this visualization as vast as the three worlds, the three realms. This is not as vast as all of the individual Buddha fields. However, this is still a very, very vast visualization for what we are capable of. Visualizing like this, and above us, like Mount Meru, is our root guru, Lama Achu Krumbushe, giving us the four empowerments, starting with the Om, then Hung, into our eye center, throat center, heart center. First begin, visualize the Tibetan character appearing. First it will be the white Om that appears around the third eye chakra of the Guru, and then from there it emits this brilliant white light into our third eye chakra, the area between our eyes and the forehead. And then at the Guru's throat center, the chakra of the throat center, appears the red letter R, Tibetan letter R, and then emits a brilliant ruby red light into our throat center. And then it's Hung. So first you visualize the blue Hung very clearly at the heart center of the Guru. And then from this blue Hung shines the blue light into our heart center. And this is very easy. And when we do this, we will feel very different. And that was the youthful vase body empowerment, and then the secret empowerment, then the wisdom empowerment, and then finally the word empowerment. And then visualize the Om, Ah, and Hung in the Guru's eye center, throat center, heart center, and it shines the white, red, and blue light into our eye center, throat center, and heart center. And then our body, speech, and mind have attained rainbow body enlightenment. When we are receiving the white light from the white it purifies all of our negative karma of body, and we attain the youthful vase body empowerment. When we receive the empowerment from the red R in the throat center of the Guru, this is purifying all our negative karma of speech, and we receive all of the empowerments and the blessings of all the Dharma teachings. And when from the root Guru's heart center, the blue Hung shines a blue light into our heart center, it purifies all the negative karma of our mind, and we realize wisdom emptiness. What is the purpose of receiving these four empowerments? Is that in every time that we practice Guru Yoga, that through these empowerments, we can enter into wisdom emptiness. And in that state of mind, that we can enter into meditative concentration. And through this, in receiving these empowerments, in that moment, we can purify all of our attachment, aversion, and ignorance. And so the receiving of the four empowerments is an assimilation of the blessings of all of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And students do the four empowerments according to the methods explained by the Longchen Nyingtig method, the Longsel method. And today I just wanted to summarize the purpose of the four empowerments, their state of realization, what they're used for, the blessing of the four empowerments, so that you can have a better understanding, a more profound understanding. And then in the process of receiving these four empowerments, the visualizations, that you really feel that you are living in this pure mandala, that we are receiving this blessing with our very guru there present with us. And those students that practice the four empowerments very well, it is like that they are right there with their guru in person, receiving these blessings. Those places where you feel that your practice is insufficient or lacking, improve. Supplement your practice in this regard. And be a little bit more diligent and disciplined and conscientious in your practice. If you really want to attain liberation, enlightenment in this life, then listen to what I have to say and practice it. If, on the other hand, you don't want to attain liberation or enlightenment, you want to continue revolving around in samsara between the different realms, hungry ghost realm, the hell realm, animal realm, then what I have to say really is got nothing to do with you. You don't have to listen to my suggestions, and I don't have to listen to yours. However, if you do wish to attain liberation or enlightenment, listen to these instructions. Generally, people won't necessarily receive these instructions. They might listen to the step-by-step procedures according to detailed instructions. Maybe the texts, the instructions, meditation. However, I'm telling you this because I feel if I don't, I don't know if there's going to be sufficient time. Because these are really supreme, transcendent path instructions. And if I don't teach these, I'm also afraid that you might practice blindly. And I'm also teaching because I'm afraid you might not get true, genuine guidance on how to attain liberation. It would be very sad if you went down the wrong path, or you are very, very diligent and conscientious in your practice. However, you only made a very small amount of improvement. And then after practicing for so many years, you don't have a result. And this would be very sad. And this is why I am saying again and again, second time, third time, so many times, so that you can really find a genuine path. A path that you can rely on. That's why I'm telling you again and again. I'm really afraid that you don't go slightly wrong, and then at the end of the day, you don't have a final result in your practice. And so, according to these fifth instructions, practice. And we won't teach vastly about this. I was just really supplementing today, giving some supplementary instructions to the practice of Guru Yoga.